So that requires to combine where we're heading as a company from the business side with what the mobile industry is heading on the technology side and see where those two converges to provide the best experience to the user. So essentially, you have to stay ahead of two different types of trends.
Today, my guest is Qingqing Lu, a principal mobile architect here at Salesforce, who over the last 7 years has been involved with the vast majority of any public-facing mobile application that we have ever done. Today, we talk hardware, software, and a great deal about what it takes to run a successful team over the years.
My secret sauce for success, I would say, for leading the team is really get involved early and also collaborate with as many people as possible. So technology is just a way to provide a solution. But what makes something successful is everything happened before the technology. It's understanding the business needs. It's to talking to actual customer, doing the actual ride-along to understand what problem are you trying to solve and what value are you trying to add in what way. And those are all technology agnostic. Those aspects to me are the most important part to be able to lead a team, because you have to know the vision. You have to know what we're trying to deliver this year and next year. And with that vision, you can then have the next level of technical discussion of how exactly I'm going to do that. But have the first level of vision is very important to lead a team.
I'm Josh Burke, a developer evangelist at Salesforce. And here on the Salesforce Developer Podcast, we talk about important topics from developers, for developers, and by developers. Today, we're going to dig into a little bit of innovation when it comes to the mobile industry. So Qingqing has been in this unique position of seeing trends change over time, in a way, kind of predicting them by seeing where the company is moving, and then looking at the challenges that the user is going to face when it comes to the mobile application to serve those needs. For instance, listen to her talk about one of her favorite challenges, the Einstein Analytics application.
It's challenging because it has this unique need of everything to work offline. So that's most challenging because of that requirement. From the mobile presentation side, though, Einstein Analytics has been quite challenging in terms of highly interactive graph. So every app has its own challenging part, but those two stands out because of the unique nature of their requirement.
So Qingqing has seen these very interesting challenges when it comes to mobile development, not just putting information out there in a mobile-friendly format, but interactive analytics and offline mode, and this ability to really boil down the user experience that's needed to a phone. And this really comes up in her two most recent projects, Einstein Voice and Trailhead Mobile.
Einstein Voice is a very unique opportunity for mobile because from the voice point of view, even though there are a lot of voice-enabled devices, there is just one common device that's voice-enabled that everybody has, which is a mobile phone. Which is why Einstein Voice has picked mobile as a starting way of enable a quick access to voice and also AI on the go. Even though it's also accessible via smart speaker, a phone is just a natural starting point. And from there, how you can integrate the voice and AI into something that people are already using, which is Salesforce mobile app, is another interesting challenge, is how we fit the use case of AI and voice into the flows of customer using in day to day. How would we fit that capability into their daily task flow is a very unique challenge where we want to find the right fit so that it feels natural and also adds immediate value to their day to day work.
And yes, I did say Trailhead Mobile.
So I would say for the existing Trailhead web app is already designed in a very user-friendly way. So in a way, the way we want to bring to mobile is really to carry that already user-friendly concept into mobile, but enable user to access the content in a very similar fashion so they don't have to learn everything from scratch. So that's one. Second thing is, because we're on mobile now, we want to enable more mobile-specific feature to enrich that user experience, which include maybe more bite-sized content, more gesture-based navigation, so that not only the interaction pattern is familiar to the user, but also familiar to any user who is using that operating system. So essentially, really make user feel at home with this mobile app with Trailhead. Plus, for those users who knows how to use iOS, they know how to use this app immediately. So it's really combining the familiarity on both sides into this mobile app so that it feels naturally on the iPhone and also works well as people expected.
Okay, so I have to dig a little bit deeper here from a user interface point of view. Like specifically when we're thinking about something like and this is completely, theoretical, safe harbor, et cetera. But when it comes to a gesture-based navigation for Trailhead Mobile, what would that look like?
Yeah, certainly. One example could be, so rather than reach your thumb all the way to the top left of navigating, you're able to use gesture to swipe left and right to go to the next module, next unit. So the navigation is much easier with one-hand operation. Another example of gesture could be, say, hey, you long press on a module. Without dive deep into that, you have something pick and pop from that view and shows you, hey, this is what this module is about before you make a decision to go ahead, take that quiz. So all those will be essentially will be user-friendly for people who are holding the device with just one hand.
Now, a key aspect of how Qingqing solves these problems is by using the Salesforce platform, our mobile SDK, our identity services, our APIs, the same tools that our users and our developers can use in order to build their own applications. And so I talked a little bit with Qingqing about how Salesforce as a company, as a culture, empowers developers to get that done.
So for us is how can we make our customer, which includes people who are using our app and also developers who are using our platform, really be successful with the highest quality possible, and which means that we're providing those things that reusable with consistent quality to you so that you can be successful with your app, with your customer, with less amount of coding on your end. Really, from the developer point of view, from a feature point of view, we're identifying those opportunities that we can either create an application to fulfill the gap or creating SDK to make you developing that feature easier. You as a mobile app developer can often become a library producer or the library consumer. Be a library producer means that you will create a code that's consumable by others. One good example of a library producer is at Salesforce, we have an SDK called Mobile SDK, which includes reusable functionality for you to do authentication against Salesforce, for you to do data persistency in a secure database, or for you to make a network call against Salesforce. All those are packed together into SDK in a way it's just a library for iOS or Android to consume. And it's consumed in a very, say, industry standard. In terms of iOS, it's using, say, Carthage or CocoaPods. On the Android, it's using Gradle. So that's why you essentially, as a mobile developer, can become the producer of those SDKs. And then you can also be the consumer of that. For example, the Trailhead mobile app, as well as our Alex app, we're all consumer of mobile SDK. So we consume those standard library via the industry standard way so that we don't have to recode the same functionality again and again, or reinventing the same wheel. That brings the consistency in coding and also consistency in quality.
So then getting down to the fine-grained detail, if I'm a web developer, I've done development, but I've never done mobile development, and I'm about to go face these same challenges that Qingqing is talking about, what is her advice for me, the first steps that I should take to become a mobile developer?
I will say the first thing you want to learn is, what is the best practice of creating a mobile app on the platform you're coding? Again, it has nothing to do with the technology, but what's the user expectation of the common features that people are using on that platform? So I've run into sometimes where people jump into development right away without understanding the best practice on that ecosystem. Where then the thing that you're developing, you could argue, is functioning. But because it doesn't follow the best practice, people essentially were surprised by the way it works, maybe not in a nice way, or it's delivered in a way that people takes a lot of time to learn how to use it. And that's something like you don't want to learn at late stage. You want to learn the best practice upfront and really think about it, how that is applied to your future.
So I really wanted to ask Qingqing where we were going. What's the next big trend? And obviously, one of the big ones that's coming up is artificial intelligence, Salesforce, Einstein, machine learning. And, you know, what will happen when the mobile phone isn't just answering the question, but it's actually predicting the question? And is that where we're going?
I think that's a direction we're definitely heading. It will take time for us to head there, but to be able to anticipate, that's where we can really enrich the user experience. Example of that is, if I know based on you, I know you're heading out because your phone is moving, the geofencing is starting and all those, we can then set up the app in the mode that really feature need on the go. That including, say, if we know you're driving, turn on the driving mode so that rather than you use your hands to interact with Trailhead mobile app, you start using voice to interact because we know you're driving. That could be, say, we know it's night And you have this habit of doing learning, more active learning between A and I. That's just how you are as a habit. We learn those and really just surface in those things based on your need and where you are and what time of the day it is. The combination of those together to anticipate the need and to do the right thing at the right time will be interesting tipping point in terms of user experience. It's no longer I tell you what I need. It's like I'm preparing. I know what you need at that time.
Now, to wrap things up, I wanted to ask Qingqing specifically what kind of new technologies, new development languages she was looking at. And, well, me being me, I had to bring up an old friend.
The newcomers on the mobile side is also something I'm really enjoying, including, say, Kotlin and Flutter. Essentially, going back to my mentioning of stay ahead of the trend, is using the thing that's mature enough, like Swift, to deliver the most polished user experience possible. In the meantime, really watch out for the trends that coming, like Flutter, React Native, and Kotlin, and then see how they can be used in the future are the two things I really enjoy.
So you wouldn't recommend I start my mobile development with Perl then?
Definitely not.
A huge thanks to Qingqing for spending time with us and giving us some of her insights in successful mobile development. Now, when we did this interview, it was before Dreamforce 2019, and since Dreamforce 2019, we have announced Trailhead Go, which is the iOS mobile version of Trailhead. You can go check that out on iTunes. Thanks for listening to us. That's our show. If you liked what you heard, please go to your podcasting service of choice, subscribe, and like us. And if you need more information, go to developer.salesforce.com/podcast. I'll talk to you next week.